Our story is the story of two guys who start at the bottom, and with a lot of hard work, continue along the bottom, and finally end up at the bottom.
They're some bad boys.
Quit effing with our show, you're gon' ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of goat status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends, rockin' on the radio. My homegrown homeboy's been a skin, talkin' on the radio. It's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go. KT, Christina, been a skin, all up on my radio.
Doing, little partner?
Hello?
Hang on.
Check it.
There it is. Okay. But are we good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good. We're partying. Hello and welcome, everybody. It's the world famous Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. Thank you for tuning in and listening today, Wednesday, May the 11th. I'm Ben Rogers, and I'm joined here by my close personal homeboy, since 1982, born and raised in Richardson, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, squeeze them together for Skin Wade.
Woo!
Where's the crowd? Man, everyone's lost their playoff enthusiasm. Ah, there they are.
Hey!
Wow. Listen to them as it's they like wash back into the ocean.
The drop you didn't hear, speaking of Mavs.
Our Pets' heads are falling off!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
We that is also, you're hearing the voice of Christina K. Ray Ray. How you doing, K. Ray?
I'm good. I'm great.
Doesn't sound like you are.
I'm
Sounds
stressed.
Like you're trying to.
Why are you stressed?
There's a lot going on.
Because KT's not here?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Don't overrate him.
No, he does a lot.
I don't think
does
so.
Does he?
He does.
How do you know?
Because I'm filling in for him.
Well, we've worked with him now for many, many years, and I've never seen him do anything.
Not only that, it feels like much longer. It feels like we've been working with him for decades. Just an eternity.
You know, he's a guy who...
He's certainly a guy.
Just all of a sudden said, I'm going on tour with Dave Matthews, F the Listener, and he just bailed.
Right. Man, he's such an irresponsible hippie.
And I didn't think we were even going to have to replace him because I wasn't even sure what he did around here.
Well, Christina can tell you firsthand.
Yep, it's a lot.
It's
a lot.
But are you worried about it right? Like, he wouldn't be... Normally, right now, he's doing nothing but, like...
Playing drops and stuff.
No, he's just opening his email, usually. Because we hear it on the air. We hear it go, ding, 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 you've got mail.
I figured this out in case you ever need it.
Oh my gosh.
I know where that's at.
Pick a number between 1 and 200, Christina.
Those are too easy.
Not all of them.
All right.
Well, maybe Ben, they are.
Let me introduce somebody else who's here, and then we can get back to that important game show.
Because he's the lifeline.
We have, when we found out that Kevin KT Turner was turning his back on the Listener, we decided to add this guy.
Kevin!
I decided to accept the invite because this one's filling in for KT.
He's got a lot to do, apparently.
And my understanding is he doesn't do anything. So, just excited to be KT.
You've done what he normally does.
I've got mail.
You opened your computer, which is really all he does.
I did that.
Yeah.
My computer's open.
So, Ben, here's the thing you don't realize about Kavanaugh, because this is your first time to do this. Kavanaugh is the lifeline because he knows nothing about 80s music trivia. So
I got people some points, though.
You did. You did. So what happens is you pick the question, and then you can decide, do you want to use Kavanaugh as your lifeline? And if you do, you get double the points. If you don't, you lose points. So there's a risk there. So, Christina, pick a number.
38.
All right. 38.
Jeff Heath?
Sure.
What is the real name of the band U2's lead vocalist, Bono? Is it A, George Michael, B, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner?
That's a long name.
Oh, I love the Sumners. Great law firm.
Great. Sumner and Schick is where I go.
Mm-hmm.
C, Paul David Hewson, or
Jeff
D,
Hewson, former Ranger shortstop.
Was he number 38?
Mm-hmm.
Or D, Paul Williams?
Okay, I know it's not George Michael.
He's life.
I might as well, because I don't know.
Wow!
Oh, no! We're going to lose
now, keep in mind, Christina's got 55. Ben has 57 and a half. It's a close game.
Yeah.
So for 20 points, Kavanaugh.
I didn't realize it was close.
Do you want to withdraw your lifeline?
No, I can't. I already said it. You should take it back. It happened.
Is it A, George Michael, B, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, C, Paul David Hewson, or D, Paul Williams?
I want to say B only because my friend Sumner is my fellow stroke boy. Huh? It's a golf term.
Yep.
Okay. Look it up.
That's important.
Yeah, I used to be in a band called the Stroke Boys.
But I'm
never
go
meaning no harm, Ben.
I'm going to go C because there's two Pauls.
He's right.
Oh, my God.
Paul David Hewson, a 20-pointer for Christina. He's
Thank
up to,
you.
She's up to 75.
Wow.
That's amazing.
All right, Ben, between 1 and 200.
1 and 200, give me the Rafael Palmeiro.
I don't remember his name.
25.
Okay. 25 is a terrible number. Ben, who claimed that everything is too easy?
Uh-oh.
What was the title of Whitney Houston's 1988 song for the 1988 Seoul Olympics?
Huh.
Is it I Will Always Love You? Is it One Moment in Time? Is it Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Or is it Didn't We Almost Have It All?
One Moment in Time.
Boom! Dunked on everyone! 10-pointer for Ben. But he still trails Christina because of the lifeline.
Wow.
Good job, Kavanaugh.
That one was really easy. Like, you don't have to know those songs.
No. I know.
You said it was for the Olympics.
Which one?
Like,
makes sense.
Which one?
I was like, wait, was One Shining Moment on here? So that's how that happens. It just breaks out from time. It's like the Jeffrey, you see. It goes away,
but
and
then
it comes back.
All the time.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Yep.
So we are shorthanded today. And to some people, to Christina at least, she thinks we're a little shorthanded.
I feel like we're overhanded.
I feel like we're overhanded. It's an overhanded slap. And, you know, having Kavanaugh here is amazing. We've always loved Jeff Kavanaugh, and he's unemployed right now. He's a YouTuber, and
he's independently employed.
I guess so. That's a good way to put it.
He's an he's a media entrepreneur.
Quitter.
But Christina is saying that we're, you know, she, because KT does a lot, apparently, that we're just finding out about.
Yeah.
But if we are shorthanded, I started thinking about this because, you know, we've got Jacob Schick coming here. Jacob Schick, who started the One Tribe Foundation, who started 22 Kill, third generation Marine, just an absolute badass. He's going to join us at 3:35 today. And so we needed somebody to go meet him. And so we coordinated with Golden, who is just kind of the do-everything badass of our radio station. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. And so Golden is going to meet Jacob in the lobby and bring him up when it's time for him to jump on the show. And so I had texted to them, hey, sorry, we're a little shorthanded today. Mm-hmm. And then I just got kind of caught up in, where does shorthanded come from? You guys ever think about that, like expressions, idioms?
Yes.
You're like, where did this start? And so many start so long ago.
Well, I'd like to guess on where shorthanded. Do you guys know?
I have no idea.
I don't, and I don't want to guess because it's right when you're talking about Jacob Schick. And
oh, you don't want to do him
like
wrong.
Military veterans who
right.
are injured and will lose limbs, and because my mind shorthanded is going to something involving that, and I'm like, well, that might be incredibly insensitive right now. Let me not say any of this. Go ahead and dump all that.
Can we okay, dump yeah, this? Yeah. None of that ever happened.
None 12 second dump. We're
yeah.
good.
Dump it.
A 12 second dump would change my life. But anyways,
so rarely read anything.
Yeah. When they talk about shorthand, they talk about you scribble something down real quick. It's almost like a note-taking style shorthand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not fully writing everything out. So I believe when you say you're shorthanded, you're doing it quicker or you don't have enough resources for it. So I'm assuming it comes from shorthand. Yes? No?
No.
Oh,
God, well,
damn it.
It does not.
Very much.
I tried.
So it comes from when you had workers to do a job and you're like, we have this many hands today.
Ah.
And when you had fewer workers, you said, all right, we're shorthanded.
That's good.
Because I wondered if it was like Sean Sharif, if it was, you know, who has very short hands.
That's small handed.
That's small.
Right. It's a little different.
Then there's heavy handed, which I have. but there's, and so it kind of got me down this rabbit hole when I should have been prepping for the show. I was like, where do sayings come from?
No, you are. That ends up prepping for the show.
I noticed you're actually doing that the first 5 minutes of the show.
You'll find that sometimes Ben will go down a rabbit hole while during the show.
Sometimes. Oh, by the way, I brought sausage.
Yeah, and started eating a meal.
Yeah,
I brought sausage.
Go ahead and get some of that in your mouth.
All right, let me get a sausage. No, I can't do it. I got.
No, we'll play music while you're doing it.
I need a bed here, though.
Can you give him a sausage bed?
All right, let me get a sausage bed.
That is the Sleep Number product he wants more than anything. Sleep Number's new sausage bed.
That's incredible.
What?
I've never turned down a piece of sausage.
Sometimes you offer it to yourself. You could not offer it to yourself until a more convenient time.
Yesterday, I got these Duke's Original Recipe smoked shorty sausages at a gas station. And
don't brag about that.
I decided to crack them open in the car. And as I was pulling away from the gas pump.
Pretty pungent.
Oh, no. You still had the thing in the car?
I put one in my mouth, and I just had it like this, like a cigar. And I looked over in the car next to me, and a guy was amazed. Is that guy smoking a sausage?
Oh, yeah. That's where that term comes from.
Right. Smoking a sausage?
Being a sausage smoker is a guy that keeps the sausage hanging in his mouth like a cigar. Kind of right. Like Galloway. You're the Galloway of sausages.
Okay. Where does...
Oh. There's more.
Yeah, I got more. Sent me down a rabbit hole. I need a bed here.
Yeah, get that bed going.
Where does bite the bullet? No, not that one. Where does bite the bullet come from?
I got this one.
All right.
So once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a guy with incredible reflexes, and somebody fired a musket at him, and he did. He was able to time it up, okay. He and I, and he just caught it right there. And then we said, bite the bullet.
You just described old world Matrix. That is not what it is.
Yep.
But it is military related.
Oh.
Because when they would have, like someone actually lost a limb or something and they had to do surgery out in the field while a battle's going on.
Why wouldn't you bite the towel?
You could do that too. But towel biter sounds a lot different.
Bite the pillow.
Hold on. What are you doing right now?
Bite the pillow that feeds you.
I can't hear you fully.
I don't feel like you would bite a bullet though. Like you're going to hurt your teeth.
Well,
Christina,
they all have terrible teeth back then.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess, or do you want to say that either one of them are right? You're welcome to do that too.
No, I don't think they're right, but I have no idea where it came from.
She's a lifeline.
It was testing.
I'm a horrible lifeline. Don't use me.
Originally, the only way they could test if a firearm was going to work is if the ammunition, somebody had to, like they would do with gold back in the
bite
day,
the
to make sure it's real.
You can't do two answers. You can't do two answers.
I'm going to steal his second answer because I think
that's a good answer. It really is.
Bite the bullet means to accept something difficult or unpleasant.
Like a bullet?
Skin is correct.
Let's go.
In the olden days, when doctors were short on anesthesia or time during a battle,
let's go.
They would ask the patient to bite down on a bullet to distract them from the pain.
No, they wouldn't.
The first recorded use of the phrase was 1891.
Oh, the Battle of 1891.
After a guy bit a bullet and it went clean through his gums.
Yeah,
into his
wouldn't
brain.
That ruin your teeth?
Where's my bed music?
I'm sorry, Ben. There's
Get
just
the sausage bag.
You know what they used to do, too?
It wasn't sausage music.
It was, you know, it was too frenetic for sausage music.
Sausage music, I don't know.
It was music for dropping a bag of sausage down. Is this chain smokers?
It's sausage music.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, I don't need sausage. I just need bed music for content.
Okay, just generic.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's awesome. Well done.
You're definitely going to lick some sausage now.
Where did break the ice come from?
I know exactly where it came from.
Well, break the ice.
Break the ice. To break off a conflict or commence a friendship.
Yep. An icebreaker.
Yeah, that was an Eskimo.
About to get offensive.
Mid-1800s, who made friends with a fish on a frozen pond, and had to literally drill a hole and break the ice to meet their friend.
Christine, did you want to go next?
Oh, well, the gum icebreaker actually invented the whole scene, so.
Okay, good guess.
So, break the ice, here's where it comes from. An icebreaker is usually used in modern parlance to indicate someone is getting something started in an awkward situation. Here's the icebreaker, and then everyone starts talking. Mm-hmm. And he was real close when he referenced the Eskimos. But in the North, where people do ice fishing, nothing begins until you actually break the ice.
You'd be good in the game show BS. Okay. Y'all watch that on Netflix?
No.
You are half right.
Yes! One and a half points.
You guys wonder why no one wants to play trivia stuff with Skin?
Exactly.
Oh, I know. I know. He's incredible. Back when road transportation was not developed, ships would be the only transportation and means of trade. At times, the ships would get stuck during the winter because of ice formation. The receiving country would send a small ship out to break the ice to clear a way for the trade ships. This gesture showed affiliation and understanding between two territories.
That's a lot better than what I said.
How about this? Butter someone up.
Hmm. That's a sex term.
Yep.
To impress someone with flattery, to butter them up.
That,
do you want to go first?
That comes from Varsity Blues. A movie where what's-her-name put on a butter bikini.
No, that's whipped cream. But oh.
He remembers it as a butter bikini, yeah, and that's all that matters.
I thought it was butter.
Christina?
Butter someone up. Man,
It's something to do with lube.
No.
Well,
that's what, yeah.
So, one of the things that happens when you butter something, not only do you add flavor, you make it, it's an easier texture in order to consume it.
All right,
so, when you start
up.
Buttering something up, you're when you're buttering a person up, you're uh-huh. getting them ready to have your way with them. Just like you would a baked potato.
Why y'all are making it sexual?
Everything's sexual. Okay, I think you guys are all wrong.
Oh, BS.
No way.
To butter someone up or to impress someone with flattery, the origin was this was a customary religious act.
Sure.
Religious act in ancient India. The devout would throw butter balls at the statues of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
Seems offensive.
Butter them up. Throw butter balls at them.
Why does the god want a butter ball?
Well,
butter's great.
Butter is delicious.
Yep.
So, I mean,
I would think if I'm one of the divine creators, I wouldn't need human butter. I just have butter whenever I need it.
Yeah.
I'd All
like
right.
cheese. If you're going to throw something at me, I'd want it to be cheese.
You guys have heard
me
this
too.
One.
I think that's great, dude. Yeah.
Cat got your tongue?
That was because a cat got someone's tongue.
That's very direct and literal, Jeff.
Yeah.
A person who is at a loss of words.
Mm-hmm.
I know it.
What is it?
It derives from, in the early days, this would have been 2002 or 2003. When Ben and I were on the ticket, we felt neutered by the program director, Jeff Cat Catlin.
Okay.
And so he'd be like, you guys can't talk about that. And he'd be like, oh, Jeff's got our tongue. The cat's got our tongue again.
Okay.
Oh.
So we wouldn't be allowed to go on the air and talk about certain things because Catman had our tongue. The cat had our tongue.
I like that. That one's good.
Anybody else?
Skin.
Go on, no, Everett's he nailed it. We can't talk about
yeah,
okay.
it.
Is it an oral thing?
That is all incorrect. The origin for cat got your tongue, the English Navy used to use a whip called Cat O Nine Tails.
That's what was used on Jesus Christ in the Bible.
For flogging.
Easy,
yes.
The pain was so severe that it caused the victim to stay quiet for a long time. Another possible source could be from ancient Egypt, where liars and blasphemers' tongues were cut out and fed to the cats. Cat
okay.
got your tongue?
Yeah.
We've What's... changed as a people over time, because if you think causing me a bunch of pain is going to make me be quiet,
mm-hmm.
I have surprises for you. I will
wow.
be loud.
We need to test this.
We
Let's
make
all
sounds
hurt,
when we get hurt. We don't get quiet.
All right.
We make cuss sounds.
Yeah.
What about barking up the wrong tree? I bet you guys get this one.
Barking up the wrong tree, of course, derives from the 1930s
mm-hmm.
when the original guy who went hunting something that runs up trees took his dog out. Dog was named Bruce. And Bruce was a stupid dog. And so he did get the quarry up the tree, but then he was at the wrong one. And he was trying to say, he's up here, and he wasn't. That's
pretty good.
Barking up the wrong tree.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
By the way, I currently have the world's dumbest dog. I call her Dumb Baby. This dog is so dumb, all it does is rack me. So Jeff was really close.
Okay.
But what happened was it actually goes back to ancient Egypt.
Oh.
And so what would happen is a very important man would, you know, in the community, would have his tongue cut out and fed to a cat. And when the cat would go running up a tree, the important man would have his dog go chasing after it. But in Egypt, a lot of the treetops were connected.
Correct.
And so the cat could easily, at the top of the tree, go to the next tree and then beyond. And so when his dog was barking up the wrong tree,
yep.
It's like, you're barking up the wrong tree. The cat that's got my tongue is three trees down.
Yep. And it was Alexander the Great's cat.
Yeah, he's right.
Christina?
I'm good.
Kavanaugh is right.
Yeah, Bruce.
Yes, he's right.
It was a dog named Bruce in 1930.
It wasn't named Bruce.
Aww.
Every other part.
He was wrong.
This refers to hunting dogs that may have chased their prey up a tree. The dogs bark, assuming that the prey is still in the tree, when the prey is no longer in the tree. So they're barking up the wrong tree.
Dogs very good.
Are dumb sometimes.
How about turn a blind eye?
Came from Stevie Wonder.
Gonna say Ray Charles.
Okay, Ray Charles, even hipper. There you go.
I need an option that has one eye, though, because yeah. You are turning a blind eye. Your other one is functional, but you're using
my
the
God.
Wrong.
He's
one.
There.
Yes,
I know what it is.
That's accurate.
No, keep going. Keep going. You're there. You got me there.
No, I don't know.
Pirates.
Okay. Ooh.
They have a patch on their eye.
Yeah. Pirates.
And if they turn the other way, they've turned to their blind eye.
And that pirate's name
is Bruce.
Is Bruce.
All right, no, quit saying Bruce is involved. Turn a blind eye to ignore situations, facts, or reality. The origin. The British naval hero, Admiral Horatio Donnie Nelson,
yep.
Once had a blind eye.
Yes.
Once, when the British forces signaled for him to stop attacking a fleet of Danish ships, he held up a telescope to his blind eye.
Why?
And said, "I don't see the signal to stop."
He's
so
right.
He kept attacking. He didn't want to see their signal.
Right.
So he looked through his blind eye through a telescope. Oh, I guess I'm not seeing them. And he went ahead and attacked. He ignored the order.
Mm-hmm.
Ignored the code red.
He was just having such a good time murdering.
But the other part of that story is that he had learned that from a pirate story. And so he was just copying the pirate story
correct.
That he had heard.
And that pirate was named the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh.
A.K.A. Bruce.
That's Princess Bride.
No, I like Bruce the Pirate.
PB, Pirate Bruce.
Oh, my God. I got to give you one more.
Okay.
This is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I have no guess. Any guess would be incredibly offensive.
Someone actually did that one time.
Yeah.
They used to wash babies in the sink.
Ugh.
Oh.
This is gross.
See? Told you.
All right. Put sausage in your mouth while you read it.
The meaning is don't get rid of valuable things along with the unnecessary ones. Mm-hmm. The origin is, you won't believe it, they say, in the early 1500s, people only bathed once per year. Not only that, but they also bathed in the same water without changing it. Mm. The adult males would bathe first, then the females, leaving the children and babies to go last. By the time the babies got in, the water was clouded with filth. The poor
disgusting.
Mothers had to take extra care that their babies were not thrown out with the bathwater.
Because you couldn't see them.
How did we even survive?
I mean, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are still doing that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There was like a plague right around that time, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Makes sense why.
There's been plagues.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense why. And water gets nasty just any amount of time. Like, I won't drink even bottled water after it's been like 3 days, been sitting out.
Dude, what? I totally stopped drinking bath water.
Yeah. I mostly have.
Uh-huh.
Depends who's been in it.
Yep.
That's fair. Coming up next, we finally start talking about this Mavs autopsy. A disgusting loss, a disgusting third quarter, heartbreaker. Mavs lose to the Suns last night. We'll talk about that next on 97.1, The Eagles.